believe, Heavenly Father. Lord, we just confess, O God, help thou our home belief. Have mercy on us, righteous eternal Father. Lord Jesus, no man can receive anything from Master, any help, O God, except you help the man. Lord, no man can say anything worth saying. Lord, it has to take you to help the man, Lord. Lord Jesus, your servant used to say, because we can read and write, we can take the Bible and read it, Lord, but it takes you to give it the contents of the same, Master. Lord Jesus, help us this evening, Master. Take control of the service, Lord. While we thank you, Lord Jesus, for how you helped your servants in the morning services, Lord. Thank you for the anointing, the inspiration you gave unto them. Thank you for the blessing that you bless our souls with, Master. Thank you for all that you accomplished, Heavenly Father. May they be permanent in our lives, Father. Lord Jesus, as we look unto thee to add to this blessing, Lord, this afternoon, so this evening, our help can wholly come from thee, Lord. As the psalmist says, I lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth, Lord. Lord Jesus, no man can help any other man, Lord. It will take you to help all of us, Lord. Lord Jesus, help us at this hour, O God. Take control of the service, Lord. May the blessed Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, use your word, O living God, to do something special in our lives, Father. Take control, righteous Father. Thank you for granting this request, Lord. Be with your servants in other places, Lord. In Master, Lord, Benin City, Sapele, Bakatari, and other places. May you be with your servants, O God. See all of us through, Master. At the end of this service, Master, help us have every cause to glorify thy great name, Master. Thank you for granting this request, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed.
Amen.
God bless you. You are welcome to the evening service. Let's have our seat and take this little song before we read the scripture.
Hymn 23.
My faith looks up today. Who can wholly help us? All of us are helpless. If God will not help us, we are helpless. There is no doubt about that. That is it. We all look for God's help to help us. May God help us. My faith looks up today. My faith moves up to thee, O thou Lamb of God, body, say,
That is my prayer. I believe that is yours too. May the Lord Jesus help all of us. God bless you. Let's stand on our feet as we take our Bible and read from the book of Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11, we start our reading from verse 12.
We mark ori kokanla lati ese kejila.
We stop at verse 26.
How danu do lati ese?
Oh, before I forget, please.
Dilogun.
Daddy Adele Babala said he forgot in the morning that Brasam said, Sister Akinsoya sent message to greet all of us, to greet the church. She's presently at Abuja. So I believe she covers
Ajire ona gbagbe laaro lati so fun wa wipe arakunrin Sam mu ikini arabirin Akinsoya fun wa won ni lowo lowo wa won wa ni Abuja won ni ka ki ijo fun won.
God bless you.
Ki Oluwa ko gbogbo fun yin.
Mark chapter 11 from verse 12 to 26.
Mark ori kokanla lati ese
ikeji. And on the morrow when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, but that for the time of the fig was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, No man eateth fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. And they came to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seat of them that sold doves, and would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught, saying unto them, Is it not written, My house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And the scribes and the chief priests heard it, and sought how they might destroy him. For they feared him, because all the people were astonished at his doctrine. And when even was come, he went out of the city, and in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried off from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou causest is withered away. And Jesus answering said unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. May the Lord Jesus add his blessing to reading and hearing of his perfect word. You can please be seated. Because sorry that we cannot read in Yoruba because of our time. Last Wednesday we started this sermon that Abraham titled Time Tested Faith.
Ti arakunrin Abraham pe akori re ni igbagbo to duro sise ni gbogbo akoko.
I said we want to talk about faith.
A fe soro nipa igbagbo.
And I said too that you know we can never exhaust the thought of faith.
Awon ero lori igbagbo a o le so won tan.
No, there is no way to exhaust it because our faith
agbon magbe ni
the very faith that we have In fact, if we say all the servants of God here should be preaching about faith from January to February, we'll still have something to say. There's no doubt about that. So we just want to say one or two things about faith that Brother Abraham said about faith. So just few things, not so many things. So Brother Abraham preached this sermon, time tested faith, in
58:05:30.
Before he preached this sermon, he preached one in that he titled "Tested Faith Produces Goods." That one he preached in
58:05:18.
Then he preached so many things on faith, but I look into perfect faith also. So we are starting gradually on this time tested faith and the tested faith produced goods. That was where we saw what we displayed on Wednesday. In tested faith produce goods. That was why Brother Brown gave the demonstration about when I brought Brother Jeremiah in front. Yes, and also that we can at seeing is believing. Vibrant disproved that before the people. Because you can also believe when you feel. You can also believe when you tasted something. You can also believe when you hear about something. When you hear about so that says, man, all the senses of the five senses that God gave us to contact this earthly home. So it's not only seeing. We can be convinced that something exists by the senses that God gave to us, by the five senses that God gave to us. Okay, I will continue on that after this. Then Brother Abraham, in both time tested faith and tested faith produced goods, Brother Abraham established that Brother Abraham established in that sermon about that faith is something that somebody gave you, like when I said that I was starving and I didn't have anything to help myself, and I complained, somebody said, take 1,000. That what do you need to solve this problem of your starvation? And he said, I said I needed bread. And the person gave me 1,000 to go and buy the bread. Rabban said, that 1,000 the person gave to me is the faith that I have.
Woli fidi re mule wi pe igbagbo da bi nkan kan na ti a fi fun ni gege bi ati mu wa ninu apere pe ti bi ba npa mi ti mo so fe nikan pe ah bi ma npa mi teni na bi mi pe ki lo le yanju ebi yi ti mo so pe ti ba le ri 1000 naira
bready
ti mo ba ri bready yo yanju oro ebi yi to so pe lo ni bready na ti mo ni 1000 naira to ba fun mi 1000 yi igbagbo mi 1000 yo duro fun igbagbo mi
beni because With that 1,000 in my hand, I know my problem of starvation is solved. Of course, the hunger is solved. The problem of hunger is solved. But At the time I was given the 1,000.
Ṣùgbọ́n nígbà tá fún mi ní ẹgbẹ̀rún kan yìí.
And my the bread might not be around me at that time.
Ó ṣe yẹ kí bread má sí lárọ̀ọ́wọ́ tó mi gbà náà.
Yes, I might have to cross the road.
Kí n ṣẹ̀ṣẹ̀ nílò láti fòna sódì kejì ọ̀nà.
I might have to climb mountain.
Mo nílò ó ṣe yẹ kí n nílò láti gun òkè kan.
I might have some obstacle to get bread at that instant.
Mo lè ní àwọn ìdojúkọ wàhálà kan tí wọ́n là kọjá kí n tó lè rí bread náà.
But I will not be feeling the pain of hunger as I was before I was given the 1,000.
Ṣùgbọ́n wàhálà ẹbí lára mi yóò tún fúyẹ́ ju ìgbà tí mi ò tí ní 1,000 naira lọ́wọ́ lọ.
Because that 1,000 naira to me is an assurance that any if I could just get to the other road,
tori
I will get this bread and I will eat bread and I will be okay.
Torí ẹgbẹ̀rún náírà kan lọ́wọ́ mi, ó jẹ́ àrígbámú fún mi pé kí n ṣá lè sọdá sójì kejì, n ó rí bread tí n ó jẹ.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So then, Brother Abraham gave this scripture of Hebrew chapter 11 verse 1.
Oli o pe akiyesi wa si kori ese bibeli
Hebrew ori Hebrew 11:1
ori kini ese ori kokanla ese kini.
He said faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Oni igbagbo ni idaniloju o
ti a idaniloju ni abi jeri
idaniloju
okay sorry okay Ijeri unti akori okay. Faith is the substance of things that we are hoping for.
Igbagbo oni idaniloju unti a nreti.
Yeah, idaniloju. The substance of things of the evidence of things not seen.
Ijeri unti akori.
Yes. And I said last Wednesday, the key word in that scripture.
Mo so fun alojo ru pe akoko oro ninu ese bibeli yi.
Is that substance?
Oni arigbamu.
And of course, we can see evidence.
Asitule pe ni jeri na.
Because that evidence is also there.
Nitori pe jeri na o wa nbe.
Now, Brother Brands, the Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Bibeli ni igbagbo ni idaniloju ohun ti a nreti.
The evidence of things not seen.
Jeri ohun ti a ko ri.
Not seen. Then Brother Bram added. Or we can say the evidence of things we don't see.
Abi jeri ohun ti a ko ri.
That we don't see.
Ohun ti a ko ri.
Also the evidence of things that we don't feel.
Ati jeri ohun ti a ko mo lara.
The evidence of things we don't smell.
Ijeri ohun ti a ko le gborun.
The evidence of things we don't hear.
Ati jeri ohun ti a ko gbo.
And the evidence of things we don't
touch.
We don't feel. No, feel is there.
Touch.
We don't taste. God bless you.
Ati jeri ohun ti a ko towo.
See? So, but it is a substance.
Bo je arigbamu.
We know it is there.
Amo ko wa nbe.
And substance is what? Is a real matter that something consists of.
Yeah,
it's a real matter. Yes, it's ontarigbamu that you know it is there. Brother said, but you are the only one who has it. And you can't show it to somebody else. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But you know it is there.
O mo ko wa nibe.
So just like somebody gave me 1,000.
Bi eni to fun mi ni egberun naira kan.
I don't have to worry again. I don't have to be crying again. I don't have to be feeling the pain of hunger again. I don't have to feel that again. That one is gone because I know I have in my hands a substance that will give me what I want.
Teni kan fun mi 1,000 yi mi o nilo ki ma sokunmo tabi ma lonu nitori pe mo mo pe pelu 1,000 yi mo ti ri.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That was the way Brother Abraham started that sermon. I believe we understand. God bless you. Though you don't see it, but you know it is there. That is why we don't look at our symptoms anymore. When you have the assurance that your sickness is over, you don't look at season. The season does not disturb you anymore.
The season
does not worry you anymore. Because you know that this one is settled. No matter whatever the symptom says, you know that it will go. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So that is faith. But if we are still not seeing the symptom, we are still this thing is still there. It means that we have not gotten the substance. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay, now I want. Is it from there? Yeah, are you playing it? I know it's a mistake. Sorry, no problem. It's our prophet. We are not. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. All right. Now I want to bring some other things Brother Bram said about faith before we continue this. So please don't sleep because I want to read. I believe it will help us. It will be a help to all of us. Alright. Now I want to read from let me read this before I say what I want to say. Let me say this. Brother Abraham taught us, and I will read. Brother Abraham taught us that faith has a resting place. There's no doubt about that. Because the Bible says that faith cometh by what? By hearing. Hearing what? The word of the Lord. The word of God. Now, it means that there are some things that you cannot do without in faith. The main thing is that faith cannot do without the word of God. There is no way you will say you have true faith, real faith, that it will not be inspired to you by the word of God, or it will go outside of the word of God. Though Brother Abraham said, the woman with the issue of blood, there was no scripture written that actually proved that if she tore the hem of Jesus' garment, she would be well. But it was revealed to her. Brother Abraham said, though that is there, but then I want my faith to rest on what God says. Praise you, the Lord.
Amen.
Then the other thing that our faith cannot do without, although it's the same thing, almost the same thing, is God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now let's read. I want to read from, if you can be fast, please. 56:03-04, Making a Way.
Wasu Lila Ono. That was the 1956.
Making a Way. Paragraph 70 to 72.
Adori.
Are you there? Okay, God bless you. Now, Brother Brown said, when you get down to that now. And let your face read solemnly, not upon man, not upon theologies of man, not upon church denominations, as good as they are, as good as a man is, let your faith rest alone in Christ's finished work at Calvary. For both sin and salvation. You see it? Paragraph 71. Notice Christ came, and he was the dying animal, for he was already in prefigure, snared before the foundation of the world. You see it? God spoke it and said it will be so. So when God speaks,
he
is forever confirmed in heaven. The word. That is where you ought to have faith. If you believe this is to be eternal, I mean, this is to be God's eternal, unchangeable word, then every precept that is being spoken in God's word is a seed. And everything that everything that God has spoken of in the word is already confirmed in glory and is being given to you to act upon. So don't be afraid to take any phase of God's eternal blessed word and anchor it in your heart. Now it has to be in soil. Now the anointed one,
65:07-25.
The anointed ones at the end time. Paragraph
68.
Barabram said this. He said, what is faith? Faith is something that is revealed to you. That is not yet, but you believe it will
be.
Faith is a revelation of the will of God. So by revelation. Now, let's go to that revelation. Exposition of the seven church ages, the first chapter. When he was talking about the importance of revelation by the Spirit. The importance of revelation by the Spirit. That's chapter 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ. Let's hear what Brabram said here. It's not paragraph. Just look for the importance of revelation by the Spirit. Let me continue. When you get it, it will follow us. The importance of revelation the importance of revelation by the Spirit to a true believer can never be overemphasized. By the Spirit. The importance of revelation by the Spirit to an unbeliever. Is that what he said? The importance of revelation by the Spirit to a true believer can never be overemphasized.
Yes.
Revelation means more to you than perhaps you realize. Now I am not talking about this book of Revelation and you. I'm talking about all revelation. It is tremendously important to the church. Do you remember in Matthew 16 where Jesus asked the disciples this question? Who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist. Some Elias. And others Jeremiah. Isaiah or one of the prophets, he said unto them, but whom do ye say that whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I said unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. The Roman Catholics say that the church is built upon Peter. Now that is really Cana. How could God build the church upon a man so unstable that he denied the Lord Jesus and cursed while doing it? God can't build his church upon any man born in sin. And it wasn't some rock lying there as though God has hallowed the ground at that spot. And it isn't as the Pentecostals and Protestants say that the church is built upon Jesus. It was the revelation. Read it the way it is written. Flesh and blood hath not revealed it, but my Father hath revealed it. And upon this rock, revelation, I will build my church. The church is built on revelation, on the dot seer, the Lord. How did Abel know what to do in order to offer a proper sacrifice to God? By faith, he received the revelation of the blood. Cain didn't get such a revelation, even though he had a commandment, so he couldn't offer the right sacrifice. It was a revelation from God that made the difference and gave Abel eternal life.
O je ifihan latodo Olorun lo mu iyato wa eyi lo si fun Abel ni iyi ani pekun.
Revelation from God.
Ah, ifihan latodo Olorun.
Now, you might take what the pastor says, or what the seminary teaches, and though it might be taught to you with eloquence, until God reveals to you that Jesus is the Christ, and that it is the blood that cleanses you, and that God is your Savior, you will never have eternal life. It is the spiritual revelation that does it.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
See, revelation, faith is wonderful. May God help us.
You know,
the Bible said in Revelation, in Hebrews 11:6, what did he said, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, that he exists, and that is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So without this faith, we can't do what? Please God. And if we can't please God, can we enter into his kingdom?
No.
May God help us. So that faith is very, very important. Now don't confuse that faith with another thing. Let's listen to what he said in identify with Christ.
59:12:20.
59:12:20. 59:12:20, paragraph
38.
He said, though I have a gift of miracles.
That's 1 Corinthians 13:2.
Though I have the gift of faith, the gift of miracle,
said
Paul in 1 Corinthians, something of that order. Though I have faith till I can move mountains, and not have that, and not have charity, and Barbara said, and not have that fruit of the Spirit, love, I am still nothing. Because faith will do anything. That is why I always say, you are not healed by the merit of your salvation. You are healed by the merit of your faith. Jesus always said, if thou canst believe. Many are the people that Jesus healed in his day that didn't go to the upper room. Thousands. Jesus healed in his day, but never go to the upper room. Alright. Then, Abraham said in Be Certain of God,
59:01:25,
paragraph 20.
59:01:25.
Be Certain of God, paragraph 20.
1959.
Okay, all right. Sometimes faith will do great miracles and still doesn't come from a spiritual heart. Did not our Lord say, many will come to me that day and say, have not I done this and that in your name? Matthew 7:22. And I will confess to them, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. What is iniquity? Is something that you know to do right and don't do it. I never knew you, he will say, and we are living in that day. Then I said, but that did not end there. In verse 21 of that scripture, Matthew 7:21, Jesus said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. And what is the will of the Father which is in heaven? His word. Am I right? So that is why the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. May God help us. So, but faith can do great miracles.
Igbagbo le se ise iyanu.
But it doesn't come from a spiritual heart.
Bo ko ma wa lati okan eni to je eni emi.
That is why we shouldn't confuse the faith to perform miracles with the faith of salvation.
Idi ni ti a o gbodo se asise ma fi igbagbo to nse ise iyanu we igbagbo to fun ni ni igbala.
May God help us.
Olorun wa lowo.
Now finally let us read from the ever-present water from the rock.
Ni pari e je ka ka lati nu iwasu omi iyi na to wa
ni ever-present water from the rock. We read from paragraph 150.
Gbogbo igbani waju Olorun.
From paragraph 150.
Lati apako gbolohun adofa.
Yeah, paragraph 150. If there wasn't a law to that,
ti ko ba si ofin kan to ti eleyi leyin,
let's listen carefully to this one.
Eje ka teti bele
je
se eleyi ejo, e ma ka
listen to this one.
Eje ka teti se eleyi.
If there wasn't a law to that,
ti ko ba si ofin to ti eleyi leyin,
sons and daughters of God will create them a world out here and go live a private life on it.
Awon mokunrin atomobirin Olorun won iba ti da aye tutun miran yato fun aye ta wa aye ti won ba si lo ma gbe igbe aye ati won nibe.
I said we should not see because this one certainly pertains to you and I.
Mo ni ka ma sun tori pe eleyi ni se pelu iwo ati emi.
All right. They will create a world for themselves and go and live on it.
Ti won ba ti lo ma da nikan gbe nibe.
You have the power in you to do it. If you have got a shadow of the power of God in you, you have got the power to do it. God is omnipotent. See what I mean? The power that is in you will make you could speak a word into existence and go live on it. Hallelujah.
There you are. O lagbara to be to fi le so aye tutu kan to si lo ma gbe ninu re. Hallelujah.
A little speck of God is what?
What you
is God.
Olorun je kekere
to. That is the creator of heavens and the heart.
O lo sin da orun un aye.
The only thing is that is dwelling in us in portions.
Iyato ni pe o gbe ninu wa ni idi won.
Baba said there is no small part of God and big part of God. Baba said it's like when you go to the ocean, to the sea, and you go there and use your cup of water to collect some water.
He
said the quantity in your hands is far, far small to the quantity in the ocean or the sea. But the quality you have in your hands is the same as it is in the ocean. If you take that water to the laboratory, everything you will see in that water is the same you will see in the one in the ocean or the sea. So, a shadow of God in us is God in us. And that can create another world. Are we not creators? Bible says we are creators. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But there is a Lord that controls it. May God help us. Let's continue. Alright. Bible says that's what power is in the church now. But it is controlled by a law. And that law is not keeping a bunch of commandments. It is a law of faith. Jesus said, all things are possible to them that believe. And if you can believe it, listen carefully, if you can believe it,
God.
Whatever God will lead your soul to believe,
ohun ti Olorun yo ba dari okan re lati gbagbo,
that is what is yours.
Ipin re o.
Whatever God will lead your soul to believe,
ohun ti Olorun ba dari okan re lati gbagbo,
that is yours.
O je ipin re.
Every place the sole of your foot can set upon by faith, God gives it to you. That is God's promise. God told Joshua, everywhere the sole of your feet has tread upon, he said, that I have given to you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There is something me I believe.
Oh.
You see, anywhere a Christian step upon, by the calling and by the word of God, every demon in that place will be subject to that Christian. There's no doubt about that.
Because
the power that is in you is the power that created the heavens and the
earth.
And it is written, this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. The Bible says, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. The Bible says, having spoiled principalities and power, he, the Lord Jesus Christ, made the soul of them openly
triumph over them in him.
So if that God is in you, everywhere the soul of your fish are tread upon, every demon there is subject to you. Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Alright, where are we? That is the power that's in the church now.
But
it is controlled by a law. And that law is not keeping a bunch of commandments. It is a law of faith. Jesus Christ said, all things are possible to them that believe. And if you can believe it, whatever God will lead your soul to believe, that is yours. Every place the soles of your foot set upon by faith, God gives it to you. Amen.
Amen.
It's yours. You possess it. If you can find the key to this law of faith that opens it to you, you see what I mean? That power is controlled by, if you are a son of God, you are a daughter of God, that never leaves you. Is with you all the time. But your faith gets away from it. But it's still there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When you are saved, God gives you faith to rise from the muck of the heart. Your faith overcomes the things of the world. What is your faith? Your faith is that heart that God has done in you to make you a son of God. What do you quit? You quit your lying. You quit your stealing. You quit your drinking. Because your faith rises you up above it. Amen. If you don't do it, if you don't do that, you don't have any faith. And by faith, are you saved? And that through grace. As much as your faith will be released, that is how much power you can have. Because in you dwells the power to make heavens and hearts.
Nítorí nínú rẹ ló ń gbé o agbára láti dá ayé àwọn ọ̀run àti ayé.
God dwells in you.
Ọlọ́run gbé inú rẹ.
And you are sons and daughters of God. Daughters of God.
O sì jẹ́ ọmọkùnrin àtọmọbìnrin Ọlọ́run.
There you are.
Níbẹ̀ ló wà o.
But is your faith?
Ṣùgbọ́n ó dá lérí ìgbàgbọ́ rẹ.
Jesus said.
Jésù wí pé.
According to your faith.
Ó dá lérí ìgbàgbọ́ rẹ. Ní ìbámu pẹ̀lú ìgbàgbọ́ rẹ.
We still have 5 minutes.
A sì ní ìṣẹ́jú márùn-ún.
Before I read the final one.
Kí n tó ka ìtó kẹ́yìn yìí.
It is your faith o.
Ó jẹ́ ìgbàgbọ́ rẹ o.
If you believe that, oh, let me use school children as example.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí n lo àwọn ọmọ iléèwé fún àpẹẹrẹ.
If you believe that, oh, this mathematics I can never know it.
Tó bá wò pé ẹ̀kọ́ ìṣirò yìí mi ò lè mọ̀.
That is your confession.
Ìjẹ́wọ́ rẹ ni eléyìí.
And you will not know it.
O sì ní lè mọ̀.
That's it.
O ní mọ̀.
Even the unbelievers,
so that one aláìgbàgbọ́,
they have some level of faith to achieve success in their things.
Wọ́n ní àwọn ìpele ìgbàgbọ́ kan láti ṣe àṣeyọrí lórí àwọn kan nínú ayé.
Faith can do some things.
Wọ́n lè ṣiṣẹ́ ìyàwó,
wọ́n lè ṣe. That is not from a spiritual heart.
Àwọn kan tí kì í ṣe nǹkan ẹ̀mí, wọ́n lè ṣe.
So you see, the power of the world,
may God help us.
Oh, mercy, may God help us.
Ọlọ́run ràn wá lọ́wọ́.
Oh God, help us. In this age, before I read the last part, in this age, if there are people that should believe and know that the spoken word of God is powerful, it is weak. If there are people that should not have any problem with the virgin birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are the one. Because in this age, through the prophet William Miriam Braham, the spoken word created spirit. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If the spoken word can create children by the word that God spoke to William Miriam Branham, how much more will God himself create a body for himself in the womb of a virgin? And the word is very powerful.
Ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run sì ní agbára.
Alan Boradebe was along this line last Sunday.
O gbàgbọ́ pé
what you confess.
Olúwasù,
Jesus, the Bible says.
Bíbélì wí pé.
Jesus Christ is the high priest of our profession.
Jésù, ó ní ojú àlùfáà ìjẹ́wọ́
wa. And Abraham said that profession and confession is the same thing.
Olúwa ní ìjẹ́wọ́ àti ohun tí èèyàn gbà wọ́n rí bákan náà.
Yes, sir. So if we confess, like that's why Brother Brown taught us that when you are praying for, we should continue to confess that by his stripes I am healed. If your confession is negative, oh my, you can never receive anything from God. I'm sorry to tell you that. Our confession should always be positive because there is power in the spoken word. The Bible says the word of God is quick and powerful, and it is sharper than two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing and sunder of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thought and the intent of the heart. May God help us. As Christians, we should never allow negative things to proceed out of our mouth. May God help us. Brother, it is your faith. But it is your faith. Jesus said. According to your faith, be it unto you. So if thou canst believe, all things are possible. Verily I say unto you, if you say to this mountain, be moved, and don't doubt, but believe what you have said. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Do you know that Brother Abraham said, this scripture, if you say to this mountain, It is not if I say. Jesus Christ did not say if I say. He said if you say. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But Abraham was said those that scripture pursued him for a long time. Until God came to him and said that scripture, it is as true as any other scripture.
Oh, praise the Lord.
And God told him, speak to the about the spirit. And he spoke. And the spirits were created.
As
now, at the beginning of this sermon, Abraham, I read it last Wednesday. All right. The time tested faith. This was way before the spirit were created. I think so. Abraham said in time tested faith, paragraph 36. Paragraph 36. Time tested
58:05:30.
Paragraph 36. Now, in our scripture tonight, the previous chapter, but it's the same chapter. Jesus had said to a tree, no fruit grow on thee, or no man eat from thee. Then he said, after this verse, if you say to this mountain, be moved. Not if I say, if you say to this mountain, be moved. Now we know that man could not move a mountain by speaking to it. The only thing could do that would be deity. So then, if the mountain is before you and your objective is right and your motive is right, then it isn't you speaking anymore. Is deity speaking? Then it has to move. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If somebody give me 1,000, that is the substance that I know that my hunger is over. May God give us this faith. God bless you. Let's commit ourselves to the Lord. Abraham taught us that faith, if you are saved, that faith is in you. Because the faith that makes you to rise above drinking, smoking, gambling, and the rest of them, it is the same faith that is the creator of heavens and the earth that has helped you, that is now dwelling in you in the form of the Holy Ghost. And that same spirit can create another world and go, and you go and live inside. But it's controlled by a law of faith. Don't forget, it is God that gives us this faith. For salvation, for healing, it has to take your faith in God. Let's commit ourselves unto Him.
If you want to be remembered in prayer,
to ba fe karanti re ninu adura,
why don't you raise up your hand for his servant to pray for all of us?
Be owo re soke ki ranse Olorun gbadura fun gbogbo wa.
Our blessed Heavenly Father, we are very grateful to you for the entire day. Thank you for how you gathered us together in the morning. You blessed us to go in the Sunday school through the teaching of your word. You continue the blessings in the morning service. At this afternoon, this evening, Lord, you are concluding it for the day. You have spoken so much to us about faith, our Master and our God. We want to look unto you, O God, that you help each and every one of us never to be negative.
Amen.
Take away every negativity away from us.
Amen.
Help us to be positive.
Amen.
So that when there is a need, O God, that you want us want to make use of us, Lord, to bring signs and wonders. And nothing will hinder us.
Amen.
Grant it, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Thank you, our Father.
Thank you.
We are very grateful.
Amen.
Answer up everywhere
yes.
that are looking unto you or asking for one thing or the other.
Yes.
What those needs might be, that noise, O God.
Yes.
May you, O Father, give up to everyone according to the desires of their heart.
Amen.
According to the needs of their lives, Lord.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, our Father.
Thank you,
Lord. I leave the week in your hands, Lord Jesus. The entire week is in your hands, Lord.
Yes.
Every second, every minute, every hour of the day, every day of the week, we are in your hands.
Yes, Lord.
Guide and direct our paths.
Amen.
Lord, protect us from all dangers, from all evils.
Amen.
And provide all our needs, O Father.
Amen.
Our personal consecration, our reading of your word and prayer, Lord, may be inspired by you.
Amen.
Lord, the family altar, O God, may be a blessing constantly.
Amen.
Lord, the meetings in the week, Lord, we commit it to your hands.
Yes.
May they be a blessing as usual.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
so we be dismissed to go back to our homes.
Yes.
You brought us safely. Those that are going public transport, take everybody home safely.
Amen.
Those that are going with private vehicle, take every one of us from safety.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we don't want to be forgetful hearers.
No.
The things that we have heard today, the doctrines that you have taught us, the corrections that you have made in our life, the rebuke, the instructions, may we not be forgetful hearers.
Amen.
Constantly bring these things to our remembrance as the need might arise, Lord,
Amen.
That we might be what you want us to be.
Amen.
Thank you, our Father.
Thank you.
Blessed be thy holy name.
Amen.
As are the prayers of your servants that are away for us,
yes.
as the hours for them too.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Replenish your servants that you have used for the day.
Amen.
Blessed be thy holy name.
Amen.
In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for his help unto us throughout the day. Yeah. Let's continue to pray for God's servant that have traveled. Brassam.
Arakunrin Sam.
And also Brother Oyedepo.
Ati Arakunrin Oyedepo.
At any time they are coming back, God will bring them down.
Eh, gbogbo igba ti won ba fe pada, ki Olorun ko mu won de layo ati alafia.
May his banner over us continue to be loved.
Ki asia re lori wa
ko tesi. The grace of the Lord of our Lord Jesus Christ be with every one of us
throughout the week.
Let's stand on our feet as we sing this same song in 23.
Eje ka jide lese wa ti a fi ko orin 23 lati inu iwe orin wa.
My faith looks up to thee.
Igbagbo mi wo o.
My faith looks up to thee, O Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.